Before the apostles truly matured so that they can truly be said to have loved one another, there was one amongst creatures who was already loving us, and she it was who was preparing, even at that moment, the church for the greatest of its gifts. For during this Easter season, as we approach the Pentecost, we begin to see more and more clearly what it was that caused the apostles to come together in that unity of faith by which they would go forth and conquer the world for the kingdom of Christ. And it was the ever-blessed and Virgin Mary. For at Pentecost, we will see the church gathered around her. She is what one theologian calls the non-hierarchical pole of the church, in which even the hierarchy itself gathers around in order to gain its grace. But we see also from Scripture that Our Lady is even preparing the church, even before that, for its most greatest and most profound of all gifts, that is, the presence of Christ among us in the Eucharist. For at the wedding feast of Cana, Our Lady will say, "They have no wine," to her son before she tells those gathered there to do whatever he tells you. And Our Lady certainly understood what she was saying at that moment, for she knew the mystical meaning of her expression, "They have no wine." And so she was at that moment telling her son to initiate his journey that would ultimately culminate in his death and resurrection for our sake, but more especially to establish that for which he came into the world, his presence among us to the end of time in the Blessed Sacrament. And so we truly do all owe all things to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we must pray to her constantly and stay close to her constantly, especially in this our day and age when so much of the faith is being assaulted. Indeed, every article of our faith is being attacked by forces that are contrary to that faith, but they do not know this most extraordinary gift that we possess. And so we will commend them each and every day of our lives to the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Immaculate Heart of Mary that brought the Sacred Heart of Jesus into the world, so that one day they may come to know the intercessory power of the Immaculate Virgin Mary as the apostles would come to know it, most especially on that day of Pentecost in which they were emboldened to go forth and to proclaim to the whole world until the end of time the marvels and mysteries of our faith, and most especially that greatest of all marvels and mysteries, that Jesus Christ, the one who dwelt in the womb of the Virgin Mary, was born in Bethlehem, raised at Nazareth, and administered his public life in the Holy Land, is the same Jesus Christ who is present in the most precious gift that the Church possesses, and all of it we have through the intercessory power of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so, let us, like the apostles, gather around this most holy of mothers, so that we too may be strengthened by her intercessory power, so that we can begin again to evangelize the world, and most especially to teach it that greatest of all marvel of all mysteries, that it has no need to ever lose hope as the modern world has done. For today we can truly say we live in a society of despair, but there is no need for that despair, for the one who has delivered us from despair and from all evils is truly present and dwelling amongst us. And so let us begin as it is said, let us begin to love our Lord in the most blessed sacrament, so that in loving him, others may be drawn to him. And let us always be thankful that we owe all the marvels, all the mysteries of our faith to the intercessory power of the Mother of God, who first drew down from God the Father the Sacred Heart of Jesus into her womb, and then, as it were, brought him forth at Bethlehem, and even, as it were, like a good mother, nudged him forth at the wedding feast at Cana in order that he may establish his presence among us until the end of time. Truly, this mother knew her children when she said to her son, they have no wine. And so she was commanding him at that moment to begin to prepare himself for that sacrifice by which he would provide for her children the wine that they need, that is, his most precious blood, shed at Calvary and with us till this day in the most holy sacrament, in which we gain all the graces necessary to live out our faith and exercise that love for one another that our Lord commands his disciples to do in today's gospel. And we truly love one another when we constantly commend each other to the care of the most sacred heart of Jesus in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and most especially when we begin to strive to receive our Lord as Our Lady received him at the hands of Saint John the Baptist. And so, Our Lady at the foot of Calvary would give up all things, her home at Nazareth and all the fond memories, in order to live in the home of the disciple. And so she shows herself a most profound mother, giving up all in order that she may dwell with her children. And she certainly dwells with us in this very day and in this very age. And so let us constantly call upon her so that the world again may come to know that most special of all loves, that love of the Sacred Heart that is with us until the end of time in the Blessed Sacrament.